Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. Okay, Friday Food Club. In the studio with us this morning is Lewis from Vegan Markets. Good morning. Thank you for coming in. That long distance, 3 minutes away you are from us. Fantastic. So Vegan Markets UK specialises in connecting the ever-growing vegan-interested British population with vegan companies, ideas and people, aiming to spread positive message. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. All about the positive messages, yeah.
Definitely. Excellent. So tell us, so as we were saying with Julian, this for January Food Club, we have been focusing on Veganuary.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you make of the vegan market and how it's just sort of exploded.
Yeah, phenomenal growth, really. Yeah, so we started this back in 2016, like I was saying to yourself earlier, when veganism was relatively small, and in that time you've seen a 3-4 times growth in the number of people who identify as vegans within the UK. And a big reason behind that is the health benefits. That's sort of 50-60% of the reason people are.
Is it really?
Yeah, it tends to be. That's the sort of the most important reason people say that's why they sort of began to be either be more vegan or be totally vegan. So,
right.
So you see a lot more people being kind of more plant-based, you know, eating more plants. And then the environmental sort of aspects and benefits, that's another big driver for people shifting their diets. So yeah, it's phenomenal to see the sort of change in the way veganism has been viewed, because, you know, if you were to go into a large supermarket in 2015, you would not find very many vegan options at all, whereas now it's pretty well served, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're vegan?
Yes.
So could you mind just telling us your vegan story?
Yeah, well, it's quite a good one. I quite like to tell it. So essentially, my younger sister was vegetarian for many years before I ever considered it. We actually grew up on a sheep farm. That was originally where we were.
Interesting.
Grew up. But anyway, so after she'd been vegetarian for a few years, and there was one summer I was working in Manchester, and I made a bet with her that I would be vegetarian for the 8 weeks while I was working at this particular job. And so I started those 8 weeks, and I thought, okay, well, I'll read a little bit about vegetarianism and veganism, because I'd never really considered it before. So I bought a couple of books, and there you go. That was 2014. And you know, after the end of that summer, I then decided to go vegan, and that's how it started, basically. Yeah.
So your sister is a vegetarian, or is she vegan as well now?
She is mostly vegan. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about your other friends?
I think particularly someone of my age, a lot of the...
And you're not allowed, it's relevant for the story, so I'll ask how old you are now.
Sorry, of course. So I'm 23.
Okay.
I'm 23. So a lot of people I know that are my age are either vegetarian or sort of mostly vegan, or at least aware or and kind of what you might call meat reducers.
Now that's I find interesting, the meat reducer element of it. So within your peer group, would it be fair to say that those who are vegan or vegetarian, they might, I don't know, once every couple of months, not necessarily have a burger, but just have something with a little bit of meat in it, and not, you know, be too fussed?
Yeah, that's...
As opposed to a vegan friend of mine who's been vegan forever. And he would possibly explode if he went anywhere near a cow.
No, that's a really good point. So that's the idea of meat reducers and people who are what I call and people refer to as mostly plant-based. So you eat mostly plants, but every now and again you will have some, you know, some meat, some cheese. That's the sort of the sector you see growing the most throughout the UK and Europe, because it's... It's more flexible, I guess.
Yes.
So certainly within my age group, you do see a lot of that. You see a lot of that. Not so much fully strict vegans, vegetarians.
I remember years ago, an editor of mine on a magazine I was working at the time, Simon, used to go to Russia a lot, and to the extent we actually were half convinced he might have been a spy. But he would go to Pizza Hut,
okay,
because Pizza Hut was the only place in Moscow he could guarantee to get a vegetarian meal.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that actually it's really like, so your friends and where you've come from at it, it's less almost less about the welfare of the animal, more of just being wholly aware of where the meat is coming from. Is it really worth having meat today? Do I really need that? It's just a complete shift from that whole meat and two veg on a daily basis to... Yeah. Actually, I only need to eat a piece of chicken once or twice a week.
Yeah, generally. I mean, you do still... There is a very sort of large proportion of people who are concerned about animal welfare. Mm. But you also see a large proportion of people, particularly with my generation, who have just become more aware of where their food is being made and how it's being made and how that's affecting the environment and changing because of that.
And how does that transform into the event on Sunday?
There we go. So the event on Sunday is the fourth year we've done a vegan market in Cambridge. It was the very first one we did. And essentially what we do at all the vegan markets we run is try and show people just how easy and tasty and interesting eating vegan food can be. We don't just have vegan food, we have all other aspects of the sort of vegan lifestyle. So we have clothing, cosmetics, we have a lot of charity and information stores, so Greenpeace, they'll be there on Sunday, just telling people a bit more about how their food impacts the environment, things like that. So really it's a very casual way for people to come along, you know, enjoy some food with friends, chat to some information stores, and just learn a bit.
This is the challenge. If somebody is thinking of themselves, yeah, I'm concerned about the environment and what all this production of meat does to it, and yeah, I want to go vegan, but what do I do next? Now that's the big. Now for myself, you know, I'm allergic to nuts, which is always regarded as a bit of a handicap if I ever wanted to go vegan.
Yeah.
But what would you do if you had those? If you wanted to go vegan, that's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And having not just eating vegan, but having a broad diet based around plants.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we really try and do, just give people an opportunity to come along and get a really good idea of what kind of foods they can incorporate into their lifestyle to either go completely vegan, more vegetarian, or just more plant-based. Just really try and make it seem really interesting and a tasty thing to do.
A tasty thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
It's important. It's got to be tasty.
It has to be tasty.
So you want to come along at the Guildhall, yeah?
So it's at the Guildhall, right. So right in the centre of Cambridge. We're open from 10:30 on Sunday and run till 4 o'clock. It's £2 entry on the door for adults. Children are all free, so under 18s are all free. Please come along, and come along early because it gets very busy in the middle of the day, and all the food sort of, by 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's very, very Cambridge, isn't it? I think it's sort of busy after lunch, and of course, you're not too far away from the Sunday market either. So you probably hit two for the price of one on that one.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lewis. Thank you very much for coming
in, and
have a good one on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
8:42. Our 100th show has been rather wonderful, don't you think? It's a shame the Queen couldn't make it.
Well, I did ask when I popped over for tea earlier in the week, already committed to the WI. She sends her best wishes.